Next up, we have a storyteller who got introduced to the Next to Normal back in March by a coworker of his, Tara Dover, who was helping put up the event that month, which was in conjunction with Bloomington Reads. And she convinced him that he had to have a story to tell because he's a natural storyteller. Well, this month, he found his story, so he's joining us. Jesse is a first-generation college grad, a Marine Corps veteran, and children's librarian. Jesse likes good stories, fun tattoos, and most of all, food. Jesse says, the best description I've ever heard of myself came from a smiling toddler who said quite insistently, "You're silly." Please welcome Jesse Weyer.
I wish I had a silly story for you today. My father taught me how to tie my shoes and little else. He left when I was 3 months old. I saw him again later, between the ages of 9 and 12, about once a month. I learned to tie my shoes late. I'm going to give you a short list of facts about my father, because I only know a short list of things about him. His nickname, as he is widely known, is Collie. I wish I could tell you why. When I visited him between the ages of 9 and 12, he always had a fresh lineup of empty travel-sized liquor bottles on his headboard and on the shelf alongside his wall. And as a kid, all I could think is, where's he been? It's a question I would ask myself more as I got older about him, until I stopped asking, where's he been? As a young man, he would get drunk or high and get in his van with his friends and drive through cornfields. He was small town reckless, a bit of a wild man, hard to pin down, as they say. But he was always smiling, and you never knew if that was good or bad, but you sure wanted to stick around to find out. That's the kind of guy he was. Now, between the ages of 9 and 12, when I visited him, he would respond to our communication, but he never initiated contact with us, not one time. I have talked to my father once in the past 25 years, the tail end 2002, about a week before I deployed to Iraq. Wasn't sure if I'd come back, you know. Thought I should go talk to him. He offered me a beer, said he could never do the military thing. There's too many people giving too many orders, too many rules. Hard to pin down. My stepfather, on the other hand, he came into the picture when I was about 6 months old, shortly after my father left, and has been there ever since. I learned a lot from him. I think the lesson that stood out the most, the one that I remember the most, he said that a man was only as good as his word, especially a poor man, because sometimes that's all he could afford to give. I thought that sounded true. Unfortunately for both of us, he was a harsh teacher, like his father was. Sometimes his words hurt worse than his fists. Sometimes. Not all the lessons he taught me were beneficial or overt. And I have spent years fighting the toxic masculinity I absorbed through his boots. To his credit, through age and grandkids maybe, he has mellowed out. And I am grateful that my nieces and nephews get the mellow version of him. Seeing them interact now makes it easier for me to forgive him. As for me, man in the mirror, right? For a variety of reasons, I've decided not to have children of my own. I decide to work with them instead. I believe that young kids especially need to know that a man can be a positive influence. So I try to be kind and patient and silly, because that's what I wanted when I was a kid. One day when a group of kids visited me at work, I told a bunch of silly stories, and on the way out, I was high-fiving them, as I like to do. One kid stopped in front of me with a carefree kid smile on his face, the one that I live for these days, the one that tells me that I am finally doing some good in this world. Finally. He looked up to me with that smile and said in a carefree, innocent little kid voice, "I wish you were my dad." Like now, I choked up a little bit. I did not know what to say to that boy. So I just smiled at him. It was all I could muster. Luckily, I was in good hands, and he came forward and hugged me. Stepped back for his high five. Turned and walked out the door. Went about the rest of his day. Probably forgot all about it. But I haven't. My life is made up of little moments like that now, because I am kind and patient and silly. Being a sperm donor doesn't make you a father. Not having kids of your own doesn't make you less than whole or less capable of positively influencing children. I think some of the most important, most influential people we meet in our lives, the ones who really help shape who we become, don't share our DNA. Thank you.